of beans. Mitch looks at him, puts up his own finger, says, "But what is that one thing?" Curly just smiles, says, "That's what you have to find out." And Mitch just looks back at his finger, like, what in the world? But Curly might be onto something, I think. Because the secret of life is one thing, and that is what you have to find out. In our gospel lesson today, Jesus calls Simon and Andrew and James and John to follow him, and he will make them fish for people. And I've often heard people after listening to this story that how remarkable it is that these four people who probably didn't know Jesus before this incident at all, suddenly, when he speaks to them for the first time, they pick everything up. Or they drop everything, actually. They pick themselves up and start following this man. So they don't stop to make a list of the positives and negatives about what following Jesus might mean. They don't wonder what will become of their fishing business. They simply decide to follow Jesus. And our gospel says they do it immediately. For most of us, that's so incomprehensible. It's really difficult to imagine that kind of reaction to anything, much less anyone. Because in our day and age, we need to analyze it. We need to make our lists. And we need to be satisfied that we're making the right choice, especially about major life decisions. And in a way, I think this is exactly what Billy Crystal's character Mitch is lamenting. I think he'd love to have somebody say, "Come follow me. I will make you fish for people." He wants to have that surety about life that apparently Simon, Andrew, James, and John had when they picked themselves up and followed Jesus. Billy Crystal wants that. He wants that purpose because his own life right now seems so pointless and worthless. If only he could find that one thing to give him purpose and meaning. I imagine most of us at some point can identify with Billy Crystal's lament. Our jobs can certainly seem less fulfilling, if not in certain moments, than perhaps much of the time. And family life can seem more burdensome than pleasurable some of the time. Or our quest for more and better things like houses and cars and lifestyles, better bodies, better phones, better computers, better TVs. At some point, it all gives way. And we realize it only offers us fleeting happiness at best. So we might find ourselves asking, what is the secret to life? I like to imagine that perhaps James and John and Andrew and Simon, that very morning, perhaps they were asking themselves that question on their fishing boats. Perhaps they were asking themselves or reflecting that it's just had become too routine, too mundane, too life-draining to be in this business of fishing. I don't know. And just maybe as Jesus comes to call them, "Follow me and I will make you fish for people," we can imagine perhaps Jesus had his finger in the air. Because he was probably indicating that this is the one thing. The one thing indeed that is the secret to life is Jesus' call to you and to me. "Follow me and I will make you fish for people." Because don't we, just like Billy Crystal's character Mitch, long for purpose and meaning? We want to know our lives are making a difference. We want to know that our lives matter. So when Jesus says to the disciples, "Follow me and I will make you fish for people," James and John and Andrew and Simon know that this call is going to give them that meaning, that purpose. It's going to give their lives that singular focused purpose. It's going to consume them and challenge them. And that is exactly what they want. I believe in your heart of hearts that is exactly what you long for. You want to give yourselves to a purpose outside yourself. You want to turn yourselves over to something larger. You want to find that one thing. And James and John and Andrew and Simon and you have found it. Jesus says, "Follow me and I will make you fish for..."
four people. That one thing that gives statement and meaning and purpose to our lives as well. It's just often we have a harder time than the disciples in responding to the call. And yet I've heard stories right here in this place where we don't have trouble at all responding to that call. Follow me and I will make you fish for people. Indeed, I've seen people follow and fish almost immediately, just like James and John and Andrew and Simon. I've seen people here respond to that very call and they volunteered at once. Because I've seen people so moved by their experience there working with the homeless guests that we've hosted, but they've even gone another step in following Jesus to become night managers and work there for the whole season. Because they've discovered the one thing, the secret to the meaning of life is in following him and fishing for people, for homeless people. Might not be how you live out your follow me call, but I've seen it here and in those people's lives. I've also seen it here in people who've gone on mission trips with Bethel. And I've heard their stories of being so moved by the experience of meeting people and being with people of another culture, another race, another socioeconomic reality, that they indeed have found their one thing. They followed Jesus' call to go to a totally different place, even a scary place, and they became fishers of people in places like Tanzania and India and the Philippines and Guatemala and Haiti and Jamaica. Those are all places people from here have been on mission. And they have changed. They've been consumed and they found meaning and purpose. And you don't have to do those things to follow Jesus and fish for people. You can do it right where you are, in your own place of work that sounds maybe too mundane and too boring. But Jesus is calling you there too. Follow me, and I will make you fish for people. It doesn't take an extraordinary act. It just takes a willingness to listen and obey. You see, Jesus' own ministry here on earth had a singular meaning and purpose that was very clear. He was here to tell people about God. He was here to bring about God's kingdom and rule. He was here for one thing, really. He was here for you. To fish for you. To call you to repent and believe. Most of all, just to love you. And he loved you so much that he did one thing that he was really ultimately here to do. He died on a cross. He did so that you don't have to be afraid. He was afraid for you, and he'll be there when you are afraid. He did so that you might know how much you are loved. He did so that when he says, follow me and I will make you fish for people, you can get up and go. Because it really is one thing that makes life worth living. Following Jesus Christ, our Lord, and fishing for people. Amen.